ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. சௌந்தர்ய லஹரி ஸ்லோகா 76. கரக்ரோதஜ்வாலாவலிபிஹ அவலீடேன வபுஷஃ கபீரேதேனாபிசரசி கிருதசங்கோ மனசிஜஃ சமுத்தஸ்தௌ தஸ்மாத் அசலதனயே தூமலதிகா ஜனஸ்தாம் ஜானீதே தவ ஜனனி ரோமாவலிரிதி. அம்பா இஸ் அட்ரஸ்ட் ஹியர் as achala tanayai namaha, victory in all kinds of walks of life, gain strength in every area, victory in all walks, not all talks, all kinds of sarva shaktatva labartham, parma vairagyam, kama jayam, all are supposed to be the benefits of reciting this shloka. Amba is addressed here as achala tanaye. Tanaye means daughter. Achala mountain, O daughter of the mountain, Himavan. Manasi jaha, the mind bond, Cupid, Manmatha. Manasi jaha, he is bound up to the mind. Manasi jaha, Manmatha. Vapusha, with his body. Avalidena means enveloped by or covered by. Hara krodha jwala valibihi. Hara is Shiva, the rose of flames. This is Jwalavalibi, Jwalavali, Avalibihi, the rose of flames issuing out of Shiva's anger. Krita Sangaha immersed himself, because he has been burnt so much, so he wanted to immerse himself in a cool place. Where did he immerse himself? Gabire Te Nabi Sarasi. He immersed himself in the deep pond of your navel. That is considered to be, this navel is now compared to here, a deep cool pond. Tasmad, from that navel, dhumalatika samuttasthav. The imagination of Acharya is very, very poetic in all these things. So from that navel, a streak of smoke emanated. Because this burning Manmatha, he jumped into this pond, and because of the heat of his burning, naturally, steam or smoke comes out of the pond. So, a streak of smoke emanated. Dhumalatika. Dhuma means smoke. Dhumalatika samuttastav. Janani, O mother. Janaha tam janite. Janaha means the world of people. What they deem it to be, they consider that smoke to be what? Romavalirithi. Supposed to be the fine line of your fine hair rising from the navel. So Acharya is beautifully defining the beauty of Amba. Actually, this shloka and the next shloka, they talk about the beauty of Amba's navel. As I told, this is Keshadipada Varnana, supposed to be the beauty of Amba. So right from head to foot, Acharya is describing. And here, O daughter of the Himavan mountain, the mind born Cupid is the Manmatha, is born out of the mind, immersed himself in the deep pond of your navel, with his body enveloped by rows of flames issuing from Hara's anger. Yes, he tried to go and meddle with Shiva. Shiva burnt him. So a streak of smoke emanated from that pond, that is from that navel. O mother, the world deems, world means the people of the world, deem it to be a lion of your fine hair coming from the navel. So that is what the beauty here. And japa is supposed to be done morning facing east or north 1000 times for 10 days. Power to charm all people and victory in all tasks undertaken. Gold plate is supposed to be the yantram. And naivedyam is coconut, fruits, yoga trays and all. And the significance is what? Even Parameshwara, who burnt Manmatha, because he didn't have any kama vikara or anything at all, he just burnt him. But even to that Parameshwara, the beauty of your navel, your beauty can completely take him over also. And also it's another way of telling is Devi's, you know, her grace that is supposed to be the refuge for all those even who have angered the mighty Lord Shiva. Manmatha angered Lord Shiva and he took refuge in Amba. In the same way, those who take refuge in Amba, they are protected by everything. So that is why Rudram also says, Namaste, Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya, Namaste Rudra Manyava Uto Taishave Namaha. First, Namaskaram to the anger, Rudra's Manyu. Manyu means anger, the anger of Rudra. So do Namaskaram to the anger of Rudra, that means leave, surrender unto him. Unto him means Paramatma, the Lord Amba, whomsoever it is. So that is what the shloka says. Even Manmatha, who is burned by Lord Shiva, he was overcome by the beauty of Amba's navel, Amba's beauty in general. Go to shloka, next shloka, shloka 70. Okay. I don't want to say this. Shloka 77. Yedetat kalindi tanutara taranga kriti shive krishe madhye kinchit janani tava yadbhadi sudhiyam vimardadanyonyam kuchakalashayoho antaragatam tanubhutam vyomam pravishadivam nabhim kuharinim. This shloka also talks about the beauty of Amba. So this is Sri Shivaya Namaha. Amba is addressed as Sri Shivaya Namaha. Advancement in all kinds of careers. Sarva janavasyam sukshma darshanam. All kinds of subtle elements in life. You know, they all become very, very evident, or the person becomes very skillful in all finer elements in life. Sarvatra Vijaya Siddhartham Shive Amba, O spouse of Shiva, Janani, also calling Amba's Janari mother, this thing, he's addressing this as if Acharya is seeing in front everything. This thing that kinchit krishe madhye tava appears on your slender waist. Madhye refers to the middle portion of her body. Kinchit krishe madhye tava, that appears on your slender waist. Kalindi tanu tara taranga akriti. All these are all, what a kind of imagination Acharya is also, one, you know, very wonderful, marvelous things he is imagining. Kalindi tanu tara taranga akriti. In the Kalindi is Yamuna River. They're supposed to be black in color or the dark color. So Yamuna River, so the ripples in the river of Kalindi, Yamuna River, in the shape of the ripples in the, so on your waist, slender waist, he is looking at the, like the ripples in the river Kalindi, yetu bhati sudhyam, which seems to be the wise people. So whatever the ripples in the river Kalindi, which seems to be the wise people, the Sudhiyam means the wise people. Kushala kalasayoho antaragatam vyoma. To be the space, it means to be the space in between your kalasayoha, pot like breast, the kalasham, the breast which resembled like a kalashas, in the space in between them. Tanu bhutam, compressed by vimardhad anyonyam, the pressing one of the breast one against the other, pravishadiva nabim kuharinim, as though entering the hollow of the navel. That is how the Acharya imagines here. That is, as the small ripples, the small waves in the Yamuna River, it appears as if the lines in your waist, as if the ripples enter into the spring. Or the spring means, or a small pond, whatever it is, of the navel. It appears as though it enters into the navel like that, like the spring, this ripples in the Yamuna River. O spouse of Shiva, mother, this thing that appears on your slender waist in the shape of ripples in the river Kalindi, Yamuna. So, seems to be to the wise people, to the jnanis, to be the ether or the space in between your part like breast, compressed by their pressing one against the other and pushed out as though entering the hollow of the navel. That is again the imagination of Acharya. Japa done facing east or north morning, 2,015 days, advancement in all kinds of career, gold plate, fruits, honey are supposed to be the naivedyam. So these are again, as I told you, lot of poetic imagination. Acharya appears very romantic in all this, but understand he is talking about his mother. So 78. Stidro Ganga Vartaha Sanamukula Roma Valilata Kalavalam Kundam Kusuma Sharate Johuta Bujaham Prater Lila Garam Kimapi Tava Nabir Girisute Biladwaram Siddhe Girishanayananam Vijayate Girisudayai Namaha. Amba is addressed here as the daughter of Himavan. Girisudayai Namaha. Victory in all tasks undertaken, supposed to be the victory in all Rajadware, Sarvanukulata Siddhyartham. Even in, you know, among the in all governmental things and all, whatever is, they will all be favorable. Girisute, O daughter of the mountain, Giri, Tava Nabihi Vijayate Kimati. So Acharya, glory to your navel. Again, beauty of the navel, Nabihi Vijayate. Glory to that navel, which may be described as what here? Sthiro Ganga Vartaha. That navel is described here as a steady, sthiraha means steady, steady whirlpool of the river Ganga. So imagine a river Ganga in which there is a whirlpool. So it's a steady whirlpool of the river Ganga. Stana Mukula Roma Vali Lata Kala Avalam. All very difficult imaginations. The water basin of the creeper down having the breasts as buds. That is, now imagine this nabi and the small slender hair rising from that, and then it's like a creeper and the breasts as the buds of the flower. So that is what is happening here. From the pond there is a small, you know, flower, this thing is rising. And Kusuma Shara Tejo Huta Pujaha Kundam. Kundam means the Homa Kundam of the sacrificial fire of the prowess of the flower arrowed one. Flower arrowed one is Manmatha. So this is the Homa Kundam of the sacrificial fire of the prowess of the cupid Manmatha. Ratehe Leela Garam. The pleasure house of Rati. Manmatha is supposed to be the pleasure house of Rati. Biladkar, his wife. Biladwaram Siddhehe. Biladwaram means the mouth. My mouth of the cave. Dwaram is mouth. Biladwaram means the mouth of the cave of yogi. Siddhehe means the yogic success. Supposed to be the Biladwaram, mouth of the cave of yogic success. Girisha Nayananam, in the eyes of Girisha. Girisha is Lord Shiva. So, O daughter of the mountain, again praising the beauty of her navel, glory to your navel, which may be described as a sturdy whirlpool of the river Ganga. The water basin of the creeper down, having the breast as buds. So imagine a creeper, and on the creeper then there are the buds of these flowers, and that is like the nipples of the breast, and the navel is supposed to be the water basin, and the pit of the sacrificial fire, also Homakundam, it means Homakundam, of the prowess of the flower arrowed one, that is Manmatas, his sacrificial kundam, his agni kundam, is doing a Homa, the pleasure house of Rati, and the mouth of the cave of yogic success in the eyes of Girisha, that is Lord Shiva. Japa is then morning facing east or north 108 times for 48 days, 45 days. Benefit is supposed to be victory in all tasks. Yantra is supposed to be sandal placed, and then Venbongal, Ulundu Vadai, they are supposed to be the Naivedyam. Actually, in Lalita Sahasranam also, Nabhya Lavala Romali Lata Palakuchadvayi. Amba is addressed like that. Nabi. The Nabi is supposed to be a field, you know, from all, you know, where you grow all these various plants. And from that field, the tender creeper that grows from that particular field. So at the tip of that plant, the line of plants, there are these very ripe fruits. So that is Ambagras is compared like that. So in Radhasas Nama, Nabyala Vala Romali, Lata Pala Kuchadvaye Namaha. That is how Amba is addressed in that particular thing. And Girisha Nayananam. See, Amba's beauty cannot be seen by anybody except by Lord Shiva. Her beauty is available to be enjoyed only by Lord Shiva. That is why Girisha Nayanana. Except for the three-eyed Lord Shiva, for all others, her beauty cannot be experienced at all. And Parvati's, her benefit, her, the fruit of her tapas is Lord Shiva. And the Lord Shiva's fruit of his own, this thing is Parvati. So both of them, Parvati and Paramashiva, they are supposed to be mutually beneficial to each other. That is why we call it always this Brahman Maya couple. Shiva is Shiva, Parvati is Maya, and Shivaha is Sadashiva is Parabrahma. So this Brahman and Maya coupled together, Shiva Parvati coupled, they are supposed to be the Jagat Mata and Pita, and far from them emanated this entire Srishti, supposed to be the parents of the entire Srishti. And the Nabi is supposed to be the Homa Dhara of Agni Kunda. So if anybody does Dhyanam of the Amba's beauty in this manner, then one will be able to get rid of all kinds of sins and all kinds of the basic reason for sins. Basic reason for all kinds of sins supposed to be Ajnanam. So Ajnanam, so through Jnana Agni, they can burn all of them when people worship Amba in this manner. So when they think of Amba in this manner, through Jnana Agni, they can burn all kinds of sins, including the sin of ignorance. Ignorance also is considered a papa. Sloka 79. Misarga Kshinasya Sanatata Bharena Glamajusho Naman Murtehe Nari Tilakam चिरंते मध्यस्य भवतु कुशलं शैलतनये श्री शैलतनयाये नमः. अंबाई सदस्यर आ शैलतनयाये नमः. सो मोहन शक्ति लाभार्थम हिप्नोटिक पावर्स दे कॉल इट एज इंद्रजालम. इंद्रजालम ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ Sarvajana Mohanam, ability to, you know, attract everyone. So the beauty of her, you know, waist is what is described here. Nari Tilaka Shailatanaye. Umba is considered here as the Shailatanaye, means the daughter of the mountain Himavan. And Nari Tilaka, Tilaka means the foremost for the race of women, for the entire race of women, she is supposed to be Tilaka. O Parvati, te visarga kshinasya madhyasya. May your naturally slim waist, visarga kshinasya madhyasya. Madhyasya is the waist portion, the middle portion of the body, which is naturally tender and slim. Te visarga kshinasya madhyasya chiram kushalam bhavato. Remain safe for a long time, a waist which is in the condition of Klamajushaha, that is supposed to be like giving way almost, you know, it is so tender, it appears as if it is giving way. For what? Sthana Thata Bharena, under the weight of your breast, it is almost, it is so tender, it is giving way. Naman Murtehe, which is bending in the form, and Shanaika Trutyata Iva, appearing as if on the verge of breaking down. Waist is almost at the verge of breaking down, slowly. Trutita Tatini Tira Taruna Samavastha. And in stability, it equals the condition of a tree on a breached river bank. So the tree, how it will look like in a breached river bank, if the trees, the roots are all exposed and all, it can fall any time. So that is the condition of your waist. Because of the weight of your breath, it is ready to break any time. O daughter of the mountain, may your naturally slim waist remain safe. You are praying for her. Because it is already slim, let it remain safe. A waist which is in the condition of giving way under the weight of your own breath, which is bending in form, appearing as if on the verge of breaking down, slowly at the navel and the folds, and in stability equaling the condition of a tree on a breached river bank. Actually, in this country, during, you know, some very heavy rainy season and all that thing, those trees which are at the edge of the roads, you can see all the roots and all exposed to so much. Sometimes we wonder where it is going to fall, this way or that way. But last time, when during this heavy storm and all that thing, when so many trees fell, it was so interesting to see there were so many lines of trees by the side of the road. Most of them fell almost away from the roads. I don't know how that happened. Almost all of them, which I have been watching, most of them fell away from the road. That is again Ishwara Kripa. If they fell on the road, it's going to be havoc. But they all fell away from the road. So dead. Japa is done for facing morning, east or north, 1,000 times, 45 days. All kinds of hypnotic powers and gold plate. Let us not say, you know, there are a lot of people who study hypnosis for a long time to become doctors, to become, you know, in psychology and all that. But here, the hypnotic power means a person will make himself visible, you know, in a crowd of so many people and all. His personality will be such. He will have such a charming personality or an outstanding personality. People will be able to locate them even in the midst of a very large crowd. Gold plate is the yantram. Milk payasam or honey is supposed to be the naivedyam. The yantra also is given by the side. Shloka 18. Kuchau sadhyas vidhyatem. Tata gatita kurpasa vidurau kashantau dormule kanaka kalashabau kalayata tavatra tumbangat alamiti valagnam tanubhuva tridhanaddam devim trivali lavali valli birivam. Sri Devi Namaha. Again, all kinds of magical powers one's supposed to get. Devi, O Devi, Tava Kanaka Kalashabau Kuchau. Observe that your breasts brilliant as gold parts. Kanaka Kalasham. Kanaka Kalasham means gold parts. Sadhyaha Siddhyate. Swelling out of happiness on the glory of Mahadeva. Because she is the Pativrata. So on the glory of Mahadeva, she becomes very happy. And perspiring suddenly, sadhyaha svidyate, perspiring suddenly, tata ghatita kurpasa vidurau, rending your bodies at the sides. So it expands and at the same time perspires. So the bodies on the sides, they give way. Kashantau dormule, rubbing against the armpits. Tava valagnam vangadalam tratum iti, to save your waist from breaking. So again, from the previous shloka, the tender waist, it saves it from breaking, to save it from breaking. Naddam iva, as if tied by, tanubhuva, by Manmata. Because he is supposed to be the Lord of Beauty. So tanubhuva by Manmata, tridha, in three coils, he tied it with three coils. Trivali, lavali, vallibhiriva, with the lavali creeper, it's a white creeper. Namely, the three folds. So, the three folds, that day we mentioned that the three folds in the forehead and in the waist and all that things are supposed to be Samudrika Lakshana. So, here the three folds in her stomach or in the waist, they are appearing as if the three coils of the lovely creeper, the white creeper, that is holding the waist from breaking down, as if it is tied to hold the waist from breaking down. So, O effulgent one, observing that your breasts, brilliant as gold parts, are swelling out of passion for Mahadeva and rending your bodies at the sides, perspiring suddenly and rubbing against the armpits, and feeling that it would suffice to save from breaking down. Your waist has been tied, as it were, by Manmatha in three coils with the lavali creeper, namely the three folds. The three coils are the three folds on the waist. Again, another imagination. So, japa is done facing east, north, in the morning, 1,000 times, 45 days, magical powers, all kinds of hypnotic powers, gold plate is the yantram, nevedyam is honey. Again, I repeat many times, all these things, the prayojanam and all the puja, the procedures and all, they all have to be properly initiated by a guru and should be performed along the guidance of a guru only. Sloka 81. गुरुत्वं विस्तारं क्षितितरपतिः पार्वतीनिजात् मिदं वादाच्छिद्य त्वयि हरणरूपेण निदधे अतस्ते विस्तीर्णः गुरुरथमशेषं वसुमतीं गुरुरयमशेषं वसुमतीं मिदं वप्राग्भारः स्थगयति लघुत्वं नयति च Parvati Namaha, Amba is addressed here as Parvati. Parvati Namaha, control over fire. Or control, normally those days they used to have Agni Stambam, Vayu Stambam, Jala Stambam. You know, people can stand in Agni and they can stand in, they can, in thin air, they will levitate and they can walk on water, all those things, various mystical powers. This is Agni Stambam. So Agni Stambana Vidyasi Dhyartam, that is the particular benefit of reciting this shloka. There is going to be another shloka later for Jalastambam. This is Agni Stambam. Parvatim, O Parvatim, Shitithar Dharapatihi, Karana Rupena Twayi Nidate. The Lord of the Mountains has presented to you as Dauri. It seems Dauri has been there right at that time itself, even Shiva Parvati Kalyanam. So, Lord of the Mountains has presented to you as Dauri. What did he present? Gurutvam Vistaram. The heaviness, Gurutvam, the heaviness and the expanse, Vistaram. The very heavy and expanded. Nijyat Nidambade Achidya. Because Himavan is very huge. It's a large mountain. So, he cut out of his own flanks a large slice. And then gave it to you as Dauri, ataste, hence you are what atahate, you are nidramba pragbaraha, you are stupendous hips, because he has given it to you as Dauri, such a large, big, huge flank from his own body, he has given it to you, so that gave rise to your nidramba pragbaraha, stupendous hips, vistirno guruho, it is extensive, Vistirnaha means very extensive, and Guruhu, it is very big. It is so big and so extensive. Stagayati, it hides, Ashesham Vasumatim. This entire earth, Ashesham Vasumatim, entire means without any, completely, Vasumatim, Lagupvam Nayati cha, and make it very light as well, because this is so big and huge and expanded. It makes as if the entire earth is very small and light also. So that is how Amba is now worshipped here as a person who is so occupying the entire universe as if. O daughter of the mountain, the Lord of the mountain has presented to you as Dauri, heaviness and expanse cut out of his own flanks. Since your stupendous hips, extensive and massive, hide this entire earth and make it light as well. Because of comparison. O daughter of the mountain, that's what the Lord of the mountain has presented to you as Dauri. Japa is done morning facing east or north 1,000 times for 45 days. Control over fire, that is Agnistam, all kinds of mystical powers. Yantram is gold plate. Naivedyam, Ulunduvadai and Jagari Payasam. So these are all the Naivedya prescribed. And the Yantra also is Clean Stream is the Yantra. Let us go to the next shloka, Shloka 88, 82. Karindranam Shundan, Kanaka Kadalim, Kanda Patalim, Ubhabhyam Urubhyam, ఉభయమపి నిర్జిత్య భవతి. సువృత్తాభ్యాం పద్యుః ప్రణతి కఠినాభ్యాం గిరిసుతే విజిజ్ఞే జానుభ్యాం విభుదకరి కుంభద్వయమసి. విజిజ్ఞే జానుభ్యాం, ద లాస్ట్ లైన్. సో అంబా ఇస్ అడ్రస్ హియర్ అస్ విధినాయై నమః. విధినాయై నమః. Control over water. As I told the previous loka, I suppose we control over fire, agnistambam. Here, control over water, jalastambam. So, that is the benefit of this. Girishute, O, daughter of the mountain. Bhavati is here, Bhagavati. Acharya also gives it as Bhagavati. Bhavati, Nirjitya, Bhavati, Bhagavati. Girishute, O, daughter of the mountain, Nirjitya. Nirjitya means having surpassed. Karindranam Shundan. కరీంద్రాణం శుండా. కరీంద్రాణ, కరీ మీన్స్ యునో ఎలిఫెంట్, కరీంద్రా మీన్స్ ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఎలిఫెంట్స్, ద లార్డ్లీ ఎలిఫెంట్స్ శుండాన్ ది ట్రంక్. సో ద లార్డ్లీ ఎలిఫెంట్స్ ట్రంక్స్ హ్యావింగ్ సర్పాస్ దాట్ ఇన్ బ్యూటీ, కనక కదలి కాండ పడలీం. అంబాస్ థైస్ ఆర్ హియర్, దే ఆర్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ హియర్. కనక కదలి కాండ పడలీం and the multitude of golden plantain stems. Kanaka kadali, kadali is plantain, kanaka kadali golden plantain, kanda patali means this is the multitude of them, of so many of them, so beautiful, you know, the trunks of the plantain stems of golden colored and kanaka kadali. Ubhabhyam urubhyam, with both your thighs. Ubhabhyam means both, urubhyam thighs, with both your thighs. You, Vidigye, who is well-versed in the Shastras. Vidigye means the one who is very knowledgeable, the one who originated all Shastras is yourself. So, Vidigye, Nirjityasi, has conquered. Nirjity means who has conquered over, who has excelled, whom Vibhuda Karikumbadvayam, the pair of temples of the celestial elephant, Karikumba, Vibhuda Karikumbadvayam. Kumbadvayam means the pair of temples of the celestial elephant. Janubhyam Subruthabhyam, by your beautiful rounded knees. Janu is the knee. By your beautiful rounded knees, Patyuhu Pranati Katinabhyam. What an imagination. By your repeated namaskaram to your Pati, to Lord Shiva, what happened to your knees? They got very hardened. So the hardened knees of you, which got hardened because of your namaskarams to your Lord, they appear as if the pair of temples of the celestial elephant. O daughter of the mountain, having surpassed the lordly elephant's trunks and the multitude of golden plantain stems with both your thighs, you, who is well versed in Vedic lore, has conquered or excelled the pair of temples of the celestial elephant by your beautiful rounded knees, hardened as they are by prostration to your Lord. Japa is done facing east or north 1000 times, 45 days. Control over water, jalastambha and all those mystical powers. Yantram is supposed to be birch tree leaf and worn with footwear. Birch tree leaf worn with have. And honey, grapes, raisins are supposed to be the various offerings. I'm just only giving the literal meaning alone, not trying to explain anything, because they are all mostly qualitative. Shloka 83.
Parajetum rudram ద్విగుణ శరగర్భౌ గిరిసుతే,
షుడ్ బి శరగర్భౌ,
నిషంగౌ జంగేతే విషమ విశిఖో బాడమకృత యదగ్రే దృశ్యంతే దశ శరఫలా పాదయుగళి నకాగ్రచ్ఛద్మానః సురమకుట శాణైక నిశితాః.
గిరిసుతాయై నమః. Control over armies, all kinds of. So, Chaturanga Sena Stambana Siddhartham, the ability to make even the big armies under control. So, Amba's, the front legs are the portion below the knee. That is what is admired here. That looks like the quiver of Manmatha. Manmatha, where he stores all his arrows, looks like the quiver of Manmatha. Girisute, O daughter of the mountain, Parajetum Rudram. In order to overcome Rudra, Manmatha always wants to fight Rudra. Because Rudra burnt him, he wants to get even with him. So, Parajetum Rudram, in order to overcome Rudra, Vishama Vishikaha, Vishikaha. Manmatha, what he is Vishama Vishika. Manmatha, Bhadam Akrita, he has converted, he has made Te Jange, your two shanks, that is the portion below the knee and before and above the ankle, that portion, shanks, Nishangav, into quivers. Quivers of his, where he stores his arrow. That is how the shape is. Dviguna Sharagarbhav, containing arrows doubled in number, Dviguna. That is, he normally has 5 arrows, and now he is having Dviguna Sharagarbhav, twice that number. Yadagre, at the ends of which, at the ends of all those these things, Drishyante Dasha Sharapalaha, are seen 10 arrow points. So, there are 2 into 5, 10 arrow points are seen. Nakagra Chadmanaha, in the guise of the nail ends. Nakagram, Nakagram is the nail, the tip of the nails, Chadmanaha. Pada Yugali, of the pair of feet, your feet, the 10 nails in the feet. Chaneka Nishitaha, Chaneka, they are sharpened by the wet stones, the Chaneka, they're sharpened by them. Sura Makuta, namely the crowns of celestials. So the crowns, all the diamonds and all, they are used here to sharpen this. So, O daughter of the mountain, in order to overcome Rudra, Manmatha surely has converted your two shanks into two quivers containing arrows doubled in number, at the ends of which are seen 10 arrow points in the guise of the nails of the pair of feet. So the nails of the pair of feet of Amba are seen here as the tip of the arrows, exclusively sharpened by the wet stones, namely the crowns of celestials, all the devas, even the Trinity, they all come and do namaskaram to Amba, Indra and all those. And all those celestials, they all have their diamond-studded crowns. And all those stones in the crowns, they all sharpen. So the feet of Amba, the nails of them, they are so sharpened and so bright after sharpened by the crowns. The stones in the crowns of the celestials. All beautiful imaginations. Japa done morning facing east north 1000 times for 12 days. Control over all armies. Gold plate is the yantram and payasam with honey or jagari. So again, here there is a beautiful shloka is in Lalita Sahasranam also. Kame Sajnata Saubhagya Marthavor Dhyanvitaye Namaha Manikya Makutakara Janudvaya Virajitaye Namaha Janu Makutakara. So all those things are described in Lalita Sahasranam also. Indra Gopa Parikshipta Smaradunaba Jangikaye Namaha. So, there is this Indra Gopa is a kind of an insect. So it is supposed to be very red. And this fingernails, they are much more red than that, because they are, and Manmatha's quill, Manmatha's quiver like, Smara Duna Bajinga, Smara is Manmatha. So Manmatha's quiver like shanks. So that is how that portion of the leg of Amba is described there in Lalita Sahasranam also. Next is Loka 84. Shrutinam murdhano dadati tavayau shekaratayam mamapyetau mataha shirasidayaya dehi charanau yayopadhyam pataha pashupati jatachuta tatini yayorlaksha lakshmi arunahari chudamani ruchihi. another beautiful imagination again. Sri Matre Namaha, Ambai Sardasas Matre Namaha, O Mata, power to enter other bodies, Parakaya Pravesham. You know, Adi Shankara and all those people, they had demonstrated this ability to enter into other bodies. So that is what is described here. Mataha, O Mother, Tava Dayaya, out of the bounty of your compassion, Dayaya, Mama api shirasi dehi. Place on my head too. You place on my head also out of your compassion. On my head also. Mama api. Yetau charanau. These two your feet. As if he is standing in front of Ambad and then saying, pointing at her feet. These two legs, please put them on my head. Which shrutina murdhano dadati. Shrutina Murdanaha means the Upanishad. The Shruti is the Vedas and the Murdana, the Shiras, where the Shiras is supposed to be the Upanishad or the crown of the Vedas. They wear Shekarataya as crest gem, Padyam Pataha, the water washing which Padyam, because you offer Argyam Padyam and all to wash the feet, you offer Padyam. Padyam Pataha, the water washing. Pashupati Jatachuda Tatini forms the Ganga in the hair locks of Pashupati. Yayoho for them Laksha Lakshmihi. And the beauteous lag dye, the Mardani and those kinds of things they put on the Mehendi, on the feet. On which feet? Aruna Hari Chudamani Ruchihi. His crimson luster, so red and crimson color of Hari's crest jewel. Hari is Mahavishnu, his crest jewel. Again, another beautiful imagination. O Mother, out of the bounty of your compassion, be pleased to place on my head too, these your two feet, which the Upanishads, the crown of the Vedas, wear as crest gem. The water washing which forms the Ganga in the hair locks of Pashupati, and the beauteous lag dye, a mehendi, on which feet is crimson luster of Hari's crest jewel. So all those various imaginations. Japa is done facing morning, east or north, 1,000 times for 1 year. Power to enter other bodies, Paragaya Pravesham, gold plate, milk payasam, chitranam, honey are supposed to be the various naivedyam. So actually in Lalita Sahasranam also we have the similar name for Amba. Shruti Simanta Sindhuri Krita Padabja Dulikayai Namaha. So Amba, you know, the dust on her feet, it is worn by Shruti, Vedamata, as Sindhuram on her head, on her, you know, imagine the Sindhuram on a lady's head, that is as if that is the dust from the feet of Amba. Shruti Simanta is the hair, the divider of when the ladies, you know, when they brush their hair, the central line is supposed to be the simantam. Simanta Sindhuri. Sinduram that is put, kungumam that is put on the simantam. So Shruti Simanta Sindhuri Krita Pada Abjadulika Yenamaha. So from her Pada Dulika, whatever is that dust from her feet, that is what is worn as Sinduram by Vedamata. By this Vedamata, that also Shruti Sira, by the Upanishads, that is how it is, this thing. And also, Acharya is so humble. Mama api, me also. What a kind of prarthana. Because in Keno Upanishad, the arrogance of the devas were completely controlled by, completely made, for the devas, the ahankara was removed by Amba's grace. So, for me also, even I may have a little bit of ahambhavam anywhere, ego anywhere, that should be also removed only by your grace. That is why mama api shirasi dehi, on my head also please put your this thing. And there is another beautiful imagination here. This is padyam pataha. There is this water washing with Pashupati Jata Chuda Tatini. So what happened, it seems, Pranaya Kale, actually Lakshmidra is writing this commentary. Pranaya Kale, Pranatasya Pashupatehe Jata Juda Vartini, Vardhini, Ganga, the Ganga that is on the head of Mahadeva, Paramashiva, Padagra Vardhini, so asit iti Gangayaha padyam jalatvam katitam. So when, during Pranayakala, Amba and Shiva, they had some kind of, you know, this is in Tamil we call it Udal, but I don't know what we call it, Pranayakalakam. This is called, you know, they get some kind of a quarrel, right? Husband and wife quarrel, all of us quarrel. During that time, to please Amba, Shiva is, now he is almost doing namaskaram to Amba's feet, to please her. So at that time, there is, so Pasupatehe, Jatajivata Vartini. So when he does that, the Ganga that is on his head, that falls on Amba's feet, and falls on the Amba's feet, and then Gangayaha Padhi Jalatvam Kachitam. That is how the imagination of the Padhyam, the Padhi Jalatvam, the water washing Amba's feet, that is imagined when Pashupati Jatajivata Tatini. So that is how that happens during Pranaya Kala. And that is one imagination. And the other one is Aruna Hari Chudamani Ruchihi. The Hari Chudamani. Hari Chudamani. Hari is Mahavishnu. So when Mahavishnu also, as I told earlier, all the trinities, all the devas, they go into namaskaram to Parashakti. So when Mahavishnu, he prostrates on her feet with her red mehendi, the mehendi on her feet, that appears as if Chudamani on his head, the red color, the crimson luster of Hari's crest jewel, the redness on her feet appears as if the crown jewel, the red crown, crimson red crown jewel of Hari. So essentially to show, this is, you know, in poetry and in literature, this is called Stuti Ninda and Ninda Stuti. This is a common usage. To glorify one, they normally try to put the other thing down. In Shiva Puranam, if Shiva is hailed, in Vishnu Puranam, Vishnu will be hailed, and Shiva and all others will be subordinates. And Devi Puranam, Devi will be hailed, and all the trinities and all the other devas, they will be described as lower to her in either powers or doing respecting her and that kind of a thing. This is very common, and this is also one such here. Shloka 85. Namo vakam brumaha nayana ramaniyaya padayoho tavasmai dvandvaya sputaruchim sasalakta kavate asuyatyatyantam yadabihananaya spruhayate pashunamishanaha pramadavana kankeli tarave. Another beautiful imagination here. Madurayai namaha, power of to ward off all kinds of evil spirits, all kinds of evil thoughts, evil ideas and all evil spirits, they are all removed by worshipping Amba in this manner. And all these Bhuta, Preta, all these things, they are supposed to be Prayaschittam, Pishasha, all kinds of various things. Namo Vakam Brumaha. We express our respectful salutations. Namaha. Namo Vakam Brumaha. We express it. Tava Padayoho Asmai Dvandvaya Padayoho. To these your two feet, Tava Padayoho Asmai Dvandvaya. These two your feet, as if again as he is seeing right in front of him, nayana ramaniyaya, these feet delight our eyes, because that is the only abode which delight our eyes. Sputa ruchi rasa lakta kavate. So we are going to see that thing. So they are supposed to have, you know, this sputa ruchi means very bright, very very bright. Rasa lakta kavate, with all this mehendi and all that thing. It is, I just only put here having, actually that meaning is incomplete here. It should have been sputa ruchi, very bright. Rasa lakta kavaye, rasa means this mehendi and all that thing. It is made very bright with that thing. Atyantam asuyati, some person is very, very jealous. Who is atyantam asuyati? Pashunam ishanaha. The lord of all pashus, Pashupati, is Lord Shiva. He is very, very jealous of that, intensely jealous. Atyantam asuyati. Kankeli tarave. He is jealous of what? Kankeli Tarave, Kankeli is supposed to be the Ashoka tree. Taru means tree. Ashoka trees, he is very jealous of them. Pramadavana, in your pleasure garden, she has got her Nandavana. So in that all these Ashoka trees are there. And Lord Shiva is very, very jealous of those Ashoka trees. Sprihayate, which is eagerly desirous of Yadavi Hananaya, the kicks of those feet. We express our respectful salutations to your feet, which delight our eyes, having clearly lustrous wet lagged eye, Mehendi, and that kind of thing. And the Lord of Pashus, that is Lord Shiva, is intensely jealous of the Kankeli Ashoka tree in your pleasure garden. Pleasure garden is this Pramadavanam, pleasure garden, which is eagerly desires of the kicks of those feet. This is again another beautiful imagination. Amba is now walking in that, you know, Nandavanam, the Pramadavanam, where all these Ashoka trees are there. These Ashoka trees, they are supposed to blossom when Amba's Uttamastris, any Uttamastris feet touch them, they are supposed to blossom very well. So they are all waiting for Amba to come and, you know, her feet to touch them, so that they will blossom beautifully. But the Shiva is very jealous because they are waiting for Amba's feet to touch them, and he is waiting for Amba's feet to touch him either, but she is not coming towards him. She is going towards this Ashoka trees. So he is naturally jealous of her, jealous of the Ashoka trees, that they get to have the padasparsham of Amba, and when he is not able to get it. So that is again another poetic way of expressing Acharya's sentiments. Japa is done facing morning, east or north, 1,000 times for 12 days. Power to ward off all kinds of evil spirits. Yantram is again gold plate, and Naivedyam is milk, payasam, and honey. Ram is the Bija Mantra. Another. All are very imaginative shlokas. Shloka 86. Move it a little bit so that I can read it. Mrusha Kritva Gotra Gotra Skalana Matavailakshyanamitam Lalate Bartaram Charana Kamale Tadayatite Kiradantaha Shalyam Dahanakritam Unmulitavataha Tula Koti Kwanehi Kili Kili Tamisha Naripuna. Abhogavatikayai Namaha. Removal of all kinds of evil afflictions. So, and Pishascha Bata, all those kinds are removed. And in this loka is another beautiful imagination. During this Pranaya Kalakam, that is between Paramashiva and Parvati, when there is the differences between them, small quarrels, to make it, you know, to pacify her, the Shiva, Lord Shiva, when he, you know, even prostrates before her, and then to please her, Manmatha considers it as his victory. Even though the unconquerable Lord Shiva by him, now because of Amba's beauty and because of he wants to patch up with her, he does namaskaram to her. So Manmatha considers it as his victory. Te charana kamale tadayati. Charana kamala means your lotus like feet, they are struck against, tadayati, struck against bartara lalate, the forehead of your husband. Nobody should imagine all these things at home. When your lotus like feet struck against bartara lalate, the forehead of your husband, Mrusha Kritva Gotras Kalanam, who, having inadvertently blundered in calling out names of your parents' place, this is all kinds of imaginations, parents' place, Atha, and seeing your anger without his knowledge, because, you know, in Daksha Yajna, this is what happened. You know, Daksha Prajapati, he didn't even give Abhibhagam to Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva didn't want Parvati to go to the Yajna. She still went. And then, so Lord Shiva, he scolded her father on that because of his disrespect towards him. And because of that, perhaps she got angry. Atha, and seeing your anger, Vailakshanamitam, he boasts in embarrassment because he disrespected his father-in-law. Boasts in embarrassment. Kilikilitam, the sounds kilikili were heard, uttered through Tulakotikvanehi, the tinkling of your anklets. Because the anklets, how they tinkle, Acharya didn't have any other word to express how they tinkle. So he used the kilikili as that is how it tinkles. Actually, in Sundarakandam also, so the kilikala sabdam, that is supposed to be the sound produced by all these monkeys when they were all so ecstatic after hearing the news that Hanuman found Sita and also going through this madhuvanam and drinking all that. So we saw this various shabdas. Valmiki also could not describe it exactly how the shabda should be, so he just used a term like this. So here also kilikili shabdam, the tingling of your anglers, by Manmatha, Ishana Ripuna means your Lord's foe. Ishana Manmatha is Lord's foe. Unmilitavata, who thus extricated him, Kiradantaha Shalyam, long-standing internal rankling, because he had this long-standing this kind of enmity, that kind of, oh, I will get even with you, that Baba was there all the time. Dahana Kritam, cast as he was burned to ashes by Shiva. So Manmatha had this thing in his mind all the time, how to get over this, I want to get even with him. So that was his yearning for a long time. When your lotus-like feet struck against the forehead of your husband, who having inadvertently blundered in calling out your name, both in shame, embarrassment, the sounds kilikili were heard being uttered through the tinkling of your anklets by your Lord's foe, Manmatha. Manmatha heard this, who thus extricated the long-standing internal rankling caused by his being burned to ashes by Shiva. So he thinks that it is his victory, Manmatha's victory, that the tinkling of your anklets, he considers it as if it is his victory. Japa is then facing east or north in the morning 1,000 times, 21 days. Removal of all kinds of evil afflictions. Gold plate is supposed to be the yantram. And milk payasam, coconut, banana, they are all supposed to be the various naivedyams offered to Amba in this shloka. And I guess we will stop here and before going to the next shloka in the next webinar. I'm stopping here. Okay. All right. Any questions? No hands raised, so it's good. Anybody typed any question? Oodle is flirting. Right. I didn't want to use that word. Okay, Oodle is not quite flirting. Yeah. Okay, and then any other question? There are no other questions or comments. Maybe I will sign off for today. And anyway, there is somebody else typing something. Namaste, Guruji. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, Anupam. All right, if there are no more questions or comments, and if nobody else's hand is raised again for any questions, I will sign off for today. I don't see any hand raised. Okay. I'm going to sign off for today. We'll see next week. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakatilina Sega Parasa Maheshwaraha Sadguru Charanara Vindabhyam Namaha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana. Okay.